you know, at least you know what you're getting.
Well, so the reason the state, you know, and it is nice in some ways because this is really complex, right? Like, it's not just one product that's being sold out there under the cannabis umbrella.
Yeah.
And the reason for the state, kind of to your point, is for safety of product. Don't get me wrong, they're looking to capture the tax on it,
for
right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the biggest thing I feel like, and part of the reason for some of the legalization. But the one thing about the Office of Cannabis Management is they're supposed to have enforcement officers that are doing quality checks to make sure that the packaging and the concentration are in compliance, that they're safe products, like you had mentioned, to not be cross-contaminated with other dangerous substances. So I think, you know, they're going to really continue to maintain that portion of enforcement, while the county really is going to be looking at compliance with planning and zoning requirements, and then age verification.
Yeah.
So similar to how we see it done with tobacco and liquor already, is that the sheriff's office really will be doing the age compliance piece of it. So I appreciate that we don't have to do the quality control piece. I think that's complex. That's not something that our staff are trained to do. But the safety of the product is really what was cited with legalization, as well as, you know, really capturing the financial benefits of legalizing a product. So it's really complex. I certainly do not claim to be an expert on it. We will be doing the registration, and it will be a learning process for us. I anticipate some amendments to the current ordinance. But right now in Stevens County, everybody but about four jurisdictions has delegated registration authority. So I think for somebody that is looking to do a business, at least it simplifies that process a little bit for folks, because they know, like you mentioned, there is a lot of red tape. You know, it's a bureaucratic policy, and we're doing our best to implement it like the state told us to. And I want to be clear about that. You know, we've gotten a lot of questions from folks. Well, why can't you just prohibit it? Well, the state law requires at least one per 12,500. So it prohibits the ability of the local government to say not in our jurisdiction. So to that extent, we have to put policies and procedures in place to administer the state statute. So I, you know, we'll continue to come to the board with some updates. We're waiting to hear some decisions from those remaining jurisdictions if they're going to take registration authority or not. We don't care. Doesn't matter to us. That's their local jurisdiction. That's their authority. But the county is the fail-safe. We're required to do the registration if nobody else wants to.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's like you said, it's a lot of red tape. It's, but,
yes.
You know, I think we're moving forward.
Yes.
For
yep.
sure.
So. Yep. And I know the state has had trouble staffing OCM. I know I heard or read a news article that right before the licensing deadline for another round of applications, the whole state site went down. So I think there's been a lot of frustrations at that level. We're doing what we can to be prepared when those things do finally roll down to us.
Sounds good. Yeah. What else would you like to add?
You know, we talked a little bit about getting some revenue back from the state. So a lot of times you'll hear me say, you know, state mandated service or cost shift, things like that. We do have the county board is responsible to pay court appointed attorneys for parents in child protection cases that can't afford representation. And that's been a quickly escalating cost for us. About 10 years ago when I started, we budgeted $14,000 for it. Now we budget close to $80,000. So
wow.
It's something we have no control over because the courts appoint the attorney to represent. You know, we don't know the financial situation of folks coming into that system. We can't control that. So we have very little cost control mechanisms for that. Department of Human Services, which broke off into Department of Children, Youth, and Families, has a program called LEAF, and it's supposed to help better outcomes in the court system, better parent attorney representation, but also give the county some revenue back on that program. So the board did approve that agreement, and we're going to be trying to gain some revenue back on that expense. With that being said, you know, we did some department updates. So every second Tuesday of the month, the board's going to try to do a standing work session to kind of vet some issues outside the regular meeting that maybe need additional research discussion. So we kind of did a follow-up from that. We met April 8th will be our next one. But last Tuesday, we had met the 11th, and we talked about some issues as they pertain to U.S. Fish and Wildlife land certifications. And when they're going to put a perpetual easement on properties, they have to come to the board and get that certified. And the board had certified one with some conditions, and so they were kind of revisiting that. But, you know, the board, we were talking about this yesterday, they're kind of a convener and liaison with the local landowners and things like that. They understand some of the issues at the local level that maybe the federal or state